City officials are considering whether to eliminate trash collection for most apartment complexes, townhouses, and condominiums. That means a hike in garbage collection cost for owners of those units, since the price of a private service would likely cost more. And property tax rates of those residences would remain the same, points out Jim Slaughter, president of the North Carolina Community Associations Institute.
This would be very inequitable. And the reason why is because a specific segment of taxpayers would have their services reduced, but their taxes would not be reduced.
The city charges a $25 annual fee for all single-family homes and each unit of multifamily housing developments, but that fee only covers 17% of the cost of garbage collection. The city's general fund makes up the difference of more than $43 million through property taxes.
Owners of townhomes and condominiums pay property taxes just like other owners, but they would be the only ones that would be losing their trash service. So they would then have to contract with a private trash removal company, almost certainly at a higher price, to get a service that single-family owners are getting in their taxes.
A boom in apartment construction and other multifamily housing has prompted city officials to consider the proposal. The concern is that every new apartment complex, townhouse, and condo development adds to the cost of trash service. If approved, the city would save about $3.6 million, according to city staff estimates. City Council member Clara Fallon is sympathetic to the owners of apartments and condo units, who would likely pass on costs to their residents.
There's got to be a different way to think this through, all right? It's an even level tax base for everybody and a service for everybody that is promised in their property tax.
The garbage collection proposal isn't new. A city consultant recommended 3 years ago that service be discontinued for multifamily housing complexes. City Councilman Greg Phipps says it's time to adjust solid waste policies to keep up with a growing population.
I firmly believe that if changes are made, that they're not going to be as drastic as some people think. I think a lot of complexes are still going to be qualifying for regular pickup. So we just have to go through this process and see, you know, how it shakes out. But I can tell you that the community would definitely be in a position to weigh in, help us make that final decision.
The changes being considered apply to complexes of five or more units. For Nathaniel Ford, the possibility of the city eliminating trash services for these complexes represents a potential gold mine. Ford owns Suburban Sanitation, which he says has about 1,400 individual customers and a few development contracts. He says several homeowners associations have contacted him and that he and his competitors are anxious to sign them up.
As soon as we heard about the process, we started looking into what it would take to secure more financing for more trucks, be able to bring on more employees. And now that we've done that, we're in a position to ramp up, but it's just so far up in the air that no one is willing to pull any triggers on securing financing or purchasing new equipment to be able to accommodate that without that final word.
So far, two public hearings have been held on the issue as part of next year's budget discussions. A third is scheduled for later this spring as the budget process moves forward. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.